of WCNO, available at 343-1177.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
Be fruitful, multiply, replenish, subdue, and have dominion. The word subdue is an interesting word. It's the word kabash, kabash, in the Hebrew, and it's in the Hebrew is K-A-W-B-A-S-H with the emphasis on the last part of the syllable bash, subdue, kabash. That word subdue means to tread down, to conquer, subjugate, violate, bring into bondage, force, keep under, subdue, and bring into subjection. Now, what do you think about this now? This is the Genesis mandate God gave to mankind, the kind that are man. God gave this mandate to us, and in that mandate was to subdue. I'm going to give you that definition again. It means to tread down. It means to conquer, subjugate, violate, bring into bondage, force, keep under, subdue, and bring into subjection. Are you with me? As a human being, we carry this. Now, as we have received the Holy Spirit, the same Spirit that was brooding upon the face of the water, this now becomes our executive order. Now, the divine ability given to man enables him to bring what he believes to life. Let me say that again. The divine ability given to us gives us the ability to bring to life what we believe. How many are familiar with the word matrix? Remember the movie The Matrix? Everybody's probably seen it, The Matrix, and how there were parallel worlds going on. Well, a matrix is a mold from which a relief is made. It's a die. It's a material in which something is enclosed or embedded. Now, I want to make a statement here. We are not victims. Stop living like a victim, amen, of a society gone bad. Society is going bad. We refuse to be victims. Come on, we are not victims. We are not controlled. Listen, we are not controlled by evil men and women, and we are not powerless to make changes. Come on, I said we are not powerless. We have an executive mandate given to us by God. You know something about executive powers? Executive powers, I'm going to use the word trump. Executive powers trump all other powers. Amen. Amen. When there's an executive order that comes from the top, I don't care what the pinions are doing. What they say you can't do, show them the paper. I have papers from the top, from the boss man. So that overrides, that subjugates all your authority. Why? It's an executive order. Come on, I want to talk to you about the executive order, because we have executive orders here. We are not victims of a world or a society going bad. We are in this world, but we're not of this world. Amen. I said we are in it, but we are not of it. And this is where there has to be an awakening in the world of the church, because people are being governed by what they see and hear in the world versus what they hear and see by the Spirit of God. Amen. See, there's a matrix, and we are not a victim of this matrix. See, the way that we take control and operate in this executive order, you must first take control of your mind. Amen. This is not a time to be depressed with all the, you know, the upsetting news and all the contrary, all the fraud, all the, you know, lies, all the deception. Jesus said, you know, beware, in the last days great deception would come. And so here we are, and we're discerning there's a lot of deception. But that, see, we are not, tell somebody, I'm not a victim. The Lord already told us this would come. So we are not victims of this. We are not lost. We're not, you know, blind to these things that are going on. We see right through it. Listen, the Word of God is more up to date than CNN. Well, CNN ain't up to date, no way. But the Word of God is more up to date than the newspaper, than the internet. They ain't caught up with the Word of God yet. The Word of God is already telling us what's coming, what's happened in the past, what's happening now, what is to come. Amen. So we're not, tell somebody again, I am not a victim. I refuse to be a victim. I'm telling you, get yourself ready for God to work miracles in your life. Miracles of provision. Miracles of conquest. Miracles of deliverance. Amen. Like Jacob when, I'm sorry, like Isaac, when God told him to sow, and there was famine all throughout the land, but he sowed and reaped a hundredfold that same year while no one else reaped. But he reaped a hundredfold because he obeyed God, and he sowed in the midst of a famine. Come on, somebody. How many know the same God has the same story? He has not lost any power because it's 20 going into 2021. He's the same God way back then with Jacob, Isaac, and Abraham as he is today in 2020 going into 2021. Somebody say, same God. Same story. Amen. As a matter of fact, I believe God is going to show himself even more mighty in this last day because I believe he saved the best for the last. Amen. So we are not victims of this society going back. I refuse. Say it again, please. I refuse to be a victim. We don't have a victim mentality. Amen. We don't need folk to just give us handout. Amen. We ain't begging. I heard the word say, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Amen. How many know God is a provider? Amen. God is Jehovah Jireh. Our provider, our source, the source of all resources. So, since we are not victims and we're not controlled by these evil narratives, amen, and these evil influences, take control of your destiny by taking control of your mind.
Amen.
You can either live in hell or you can live in heaven.
Amen.
Right here on the earth.
Amen.
Are you hearing me?
Amen.
There are a lot of people that are living in a hell here on earth. Just one thing after another. No peace, no joy, no rest, no provision. But we don't, as children of God, we don't have to live there. We have an executive mandate.
Amen.
It's alive and well today.
Amen.
It means the same thing that it meant in Genesis chapter 1 today.
Amen.
Amen. In your domain, God wants you to exercise executive order.
Amen.
That means to subdue.
Yes.
That means to conquer.
Yes.
That means to bring things under control. That means to take authority over things.
Yes.
That means to speak to things. That means to create things.
Yes.
You see, God is not, we don't create things out of nothing. We create things out of things that are not seen.
Amen.
See, when the Holy Ghost was brooding over the waters, the vibrations were going in.
Amen.
It's like a mother hen brooding over her eggs. She's sending vibrations into those eggs sending life into those eggs, that are causing the embryos to form. And you know, all of that's happening. It's not just keeping them warm. There are vibrations going down there. So the Holy Spirit was vibrating over the waters, putting everything that we need here in that invisible realm. And it's on a particular vibration. So see, what you have to do, you have to get on a vibration. Amen. We just sung about a sound. There's a sound. When you start hitting a certain, you know, some singers, when they sing, you've probably seen this on before, where certain singers can hit such high notes they can break glass. You can be screaming all you want, glass ain't gonna break. But that singer starts singing, tune that voice up and hit that note, and all of a sudden she hold that note and there's a sound. She's touching a vibration. See, God's given us, it's in you. The executive order is in you. The way that we take control of destiny, we got to take control of our mind. Because that executive order right now is like a volcano ready to erupt in your life in the midst of this darkness. Amen? Light shines brightest when it's the darkest. You can be shining a bright light when the sun is out and it's full of noonday and you won't even hardly see the light. But let it get dark at midnight. Amen. That light will shine bright. Amen. Amen? So he said, arise and shine, for your light is come. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Somebody say this again. I think I'm going to say this the rest of the night. Say, I am not a victim.
I am not a victim.
I don't want you walking around here acting like no victim. With your chin touching the ground and your knuckles touching the ground and you just dragging around like there's no hope. Listen, Jesus is on the throne.
Amen.
He's not abdicated the throne. He's still on your side. Even though he has his own agenda, he's bringing you into, because you are his and he is yours. He said, I never leave you and I won't forsake you. I'll be with you even unto the end of the world. Paul said it this way, what shall separate us? Paul came to the conclusion, what shall separate us? He had a whole list of things that he named and said, and at the end he said, no, nay, in all of these things, we are more than conquerors. That is present, that in the past, that which is to come, angels, principalities, tribulation, none of these things shall separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus. Why? We have a mandate. We have an executive order. We are here to fulfill a purpose. Amen. None of these things can separate us. Stop giving place to depression. See, this is how the enemy works. He wants to impress you with something. He don't talk to impress you. Once he impresses you, then he's going to start oppressing you. After he oppresses, then he's going to try to depress. And if he can depress you long enough, he can't do this, but he's going to try to possess. So tell somebody, I ain't impressed.
I'm not impressed.
Take your show somewhere else. I ain't impressed. Let me say this again. Take control of your destiny by taking control, or by changing the way you think. Take control of your destiny by controlling what you allow to enter your mind.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
A promise spoken in the beginning, a prophet's word in the night, an angel's message. young lady.